USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president striking an optimistic tone before leaving to meet with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.
And we talk about something that, frankly, he never spoke to anybody about, but we're speaking loud, and I think we can have a very good summit.
The president talking to governors at the White House on Monday. The president also expresses optimism about ongoing trade talks with China.
We're going to have a signing summit, which is even better. So hopefully we can get that completed, but we're getting very, very close.
Vice President Mike Pence was speaking in Colombia, where he had a message for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido.
We are with you 100%. We stand with you in America, along with all the nations gathered here today. And we will keep standing with you until democracy and your libertad are restored.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump says he's delaying an increase in tariffs against China. On Twitter, the president says there's been substantial progress on trade talks with China on issues like intellectual property protection, agriculture, and currency. The tariffs were set to go up on March 1st. The annual report on lightning strikes is out, and it shows a decrease to 17 million across America, an 11% drop from a 10-year average. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The National Lightning Detection Network reports Florida had the most strikes per square mile, followed by Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Oklahoma to round out the top five. About 240,000 people are injured by lightning strikes each year, with one estimate of a global death toll of 6,000. The data collected by a company named Vistella reports nearly 2 million fewer lightning strikes in the U.S. in 2018 as compared to a 10-year average. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A former right-hand man to President Trump is saying 2019 is going to be a tough year to campaign. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon told CBS's Face the Nation he expects the coming year of campaigning to be very tough.
The pressure on the president is coming from many different angles. I think you've already seen it from with the Democrats, some of these reports they've been dropping here without telling anybody. I think that now that they control the House, they can weaponize this. They can weaponize the Mueller report. I think that 2019 is going to be the most vitriolic year in American politics since before the Civil War. And I include Vietnam in it. I think we're in for a very nasty 2019. I think what comes down the other side of that, then you can position yourself for 2020.
And listen up if you're in South Carolina or maybe have a friend in South Carolina. The winner of the $1.4 billion lottery jackpot in South Carolina where that winning ticket was sold has yet to come forward, which also means the state could also be a big loser. The state already had plans for the estimated $61 million that the winner would be paying in state income taxes and other taxes. The deadline to claim that winning lottery ticket is 5 p.m. on April 19th. And finally, convicted drug lord Joaquin Guzman wants a new trial after one of the jurors who found him guilty said members of the jury ignored the judge's orders not to read media accounts of the case. Guzman's attorneys filed papers on Friday asking for a new trial. You can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.